Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free. It is the Labor Day edition. We're actually here. We'll take your calls about anything, as we always do, at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to join Gardner over on his website, libertyconspiracy.com is the site. And really expanding the show out, Gard, your podcast from just Gard to featuring some of your listeners.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to doing that a great deal. The people who have been supporting us so much, we give them access if they want to write their own blog posts, if they want to have something recorded. We just added a phone line so people can record up to a five-minute piece if they want something done. And Ziggy, all people, was our first call-in blogger. It was wonderful. It's really, really cool. And as you know, when you're working on the website, it's a lot of work. So it's really nice to be able to bring other people in to get their voices heard.
Now, are you screening the messages for content before you're putting them on?
Yeah, I screen them. I generally, you know, I think sometimes if someone's been maybe a little bit repetitive or he says something like, oh, you know, I screwed up there, I'll take care of it for him, you know, no problem. But I generally try to be as honest about everything as possible. And what I like is, it's almost a way of allowing people to have a radio show where they don't necessarily have to be there. You know, the way you guys post your audio, it's fantastic. It's brilliant. Very good idea. You don't have to be there listening to the radio station in your car at the time that it's on. You're not going to miss it. You can come back and you can call in when you want to. You don't have to try to call in while we're on the air or something like that. So it's not it has drawbacks, but it's a positive
thing, too.
I like that.
That's what you're doing, which I've thought about doing for this show, is kind of setting up a listener line where someone can call in and leave a message, and it might get played on the air. But the thing that's really been preventing me from doing it is just I don't have time to search through all those messages.
Yeah.
I think eventually we could do something like that. I've got an extra one of those Google Voice invites somewhere here, and I've been trying to sign up, but that damn Google... the little anti-robot thing that they put on there where you have to figure out what the letters are. I'm having a real tough time with that. I'll mess it up once, and then it'll say something like, we think you're a robot. Thanks for trying Google Mail or whatever, because you have to sign up for a new Google Voice account in order to get another voice number with them with a different email address. You can't have more than one Google Voice number per email address. So I've tried twice now on two different days, and I've struck out both times. So
it's kind of fun. I like the idea of, you know, people singing songs or, you know, leaving voice jokes. One guy, one of our listeners, Mark Canning, is a funny guy. We did our anniversary is coming up too at Liberty Conspiracy, straight podcast going out sort of worldwide.
Oh, cool.
World Wide Web. Yeah. So we're following in your footsteps, and so we're doing a 1 year anniversary thing. He called in as George Bush. He's like, and I just want to say, happy adversary. It's great.
So good, man.
So our toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Now, I wanted you to kind of recap for me, Gardner, what you were getting at toward the end of the last hour and bring our new listeners around who just are tuning into what you were trying to say, because I wasn't quite with you.
Well, we were talking about the healthcare situation where so many people in the United States are willing. Mark brought up that the American Revolution was fought over relatively much smaller issues compared to what we've got now with the mask.
Yeah.
So thinking about that, I thought, you know, to think that people are ready to give up the very power over their bodily existence to the state in, you know, here in the landmass where the American Revolution occurred, and supposedly everybody's so patriotic and they wave the flag. It's quite frightening and striking in a way, but it teaches you a lesson about the nature of government and how it suckers people in and stuff. But what I found interesting was I thought about how, and Ian, you had made a comment, and I thought about how so many of those people in the United States are supposedly Christians, right? Now, Jefferson stated something that has been pretty much a Christian tenet for a long time, the idea, although it's mixed up with a lot of other things, like being my brother's keeper. Well, they seem to think that that's allowable through government, which is ridiculous. And it also means that somebody else has got to be kept. What if I don't want to be kept? But Jefferson, as a Christian, in the Declaration of Independence, well, he was a deist, but he believed in God. And
he seemed to move around.
Yes. But he stated something that most Christians tend to believe. You have a right to life and liberty, the pursuit of happiness, all those vaunted things that we have in the Declaration of Independence that everybody finds so great. And people seem to pay no attention to anymore. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was fascinating because in the Declaration, he stated that he says governments are established to protect these rights. And if a government becomes alien to these rights, it is your duty to overthrow it. Okay? So the idea was, his idea was...
Well, a duty presumes you have an obligation.
You have an obligation.
That you've entered into some sort of an agreement.
Well, this is the thing. As a person who believed in God, he believed that there was a power that gave you something, and he believed it was your duty because you would be disrespecting God. You would be doing working against God's will to control yourself, to be free.
I'd love to have him here to talk to him about that because, I mean, if God, in fact, you know, feels that I have the duty to make myself free or anyone else free, why the heck doesn't he do it, would be my first question.
Well, okay, wait a minute. Now, if you have free will, don't you also then have the ability to enslave yourself? Isn't that one of the tenets of the freedom to choose, is the freedom to choose slavery?
Well,
you be able to choose that?
This is fascinating because, it goes towards, this is where I get my personal thing. I believe that if there is a higher power, he wants you to try to fulfill your life to the fullest while allowing others to do so in a peaceful way as well. And if there is evil, he wants you to squander as many opportunities as possible and have as much misery as possible in the world. And I think Jefferson was sort of tuned into that sort of concept in a way. And so today I think about these people like Ted Kennedy, like Chris Matthews, like Tim Russert, like Chris Dodd, like all these other people, whether they're Catholics or other people like Orrin Hatch, who's supposedly a conservative Republican, but was one of the integral players in growing the welfare state with children's health insurance, and is certainly willing to sell off all sorts of lock, stock, and barrel chunks of the Constitution and freedom and things like that. These people are supposedly Christians, but do not believe in the idea of self-ownership based on a power higher than government. And that strikes me as very, very scary to think that there are that many Christians who don't get the very nature of what Christ taught.
Well, Christianity, like every other religion all along, and, you know, institutionalized religion, yes, really has been used as a tool to enslave,
yes,
not a tool to free.
We're talking the religion itself,
right,
as a
institutionalized
church.
Institutionalized religion, right.
Various,
and I'm not talking about, you know, somebody can come along and then reinterpret the words of Jesus or God or whomever, supposed words, and then decide, well, it says this, and in order to, in fact, enslave people under another system. It seems to be what it has, you know, resulted in up to this point.
I agree with that.
People out there that want to see freedom for everyone, and some of them want to use the path through the Bible, and I think that's great. I just don't think that the Bible, which has been, you know, essentially it's a translation of a translation in some cases, but at least a translation from the original, you know, speech that Jesus used, and then has spent 2,000 years and been notably changed. I mean, it's been changed, and
yeah,
all you have to do is look,
yeah,
you know, do a little research. But people don't generally want to research that particular aspect. And the way has been changed, well, it's been changed by people in power, either people in the church or people in government, and in some cases, those were both.
For their purposes.
For their purposes. So I don't think the Bible is a really good tool to use to teach people freedom. I'm not saying that there aren't some really great passages out there, but you have to go a ways in order to get around some of the other passages.
Right, and if the people that are teaching them...
Render under Caesar, under what is Caesar's, and, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, and the people that are teaching them are part of the system. The people that are you know, in charge of these churches are 501c3 organizations,
yeah,
who have essentially bowed down to the state in order to get a tax, you know, some sort of tax benefits.
That's a great point.
So they're kind of owned by the state in a way, and it's
all of them, but yeah.
No, you're right. Not all of them, but how many churches don't have a 501c3?
That's true, but most. How many churches don't? How many churches out there didn't tell their parishioners, at least in some way or another, like at least talk a little bit about the election in 2008? You know, just kind of how many pastors didn't take a position? I don't know, but quite a few did.
And isn't it interesting, too, because worship of the state is in itself its own religion based on a secondary definition or a tertiary definition of religion, and a belief in something without any proof of, for example, efficacy of government. And I'm thinking about the speech that Barack Obama is going to deliver to the kids tomorrow.
Oh,
I thought they
tomorrow.
Didn't want religion in the schools.
Well, more coming up here in a moment. 800-259-9231. It's interesting that we're on this topic. I just finished watching Penn & Teller's BS, the final episode of this season, and their topic was the Vatican. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. You take control.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Labor Day edition of the show. You can still bring up anything. We're here live, and we'll take your calls about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and they're all free for you, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo and prove that they listen to the show at shrine.freetalklive.com. If you are a lady listener, instructions on how to do such a thing are there for you. Plus, video validation is now an option as well, shrine.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some of the best prices that you can find anywhere on the internet for gold and or silver. So all you have to do is go to gold.freetalklive.com. You can see all the great prices there and the coins that I have personally picked out for our listeners, the ones that I like. If you've got any suggestions, you can feel free to email me on them, but these are the ones that I picked out. And or they have a layaway plan where you can give them a call at 800, excuse me, it's 877, 877-58-857-9938. Ian, read that.
You do have that phone number in front of you, don't you? The number, did you drink today, Mark?
No.
877-857-9938 for gold.freetalklive.com or silver.freetalklive.com. You can go there, too. All right, let's continue here. We can go back to the religion thing, but Erica's on the line right now in Rhode Island, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Erica.
Hello.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I think a while back on the show you briefly talked about Rhode Island was planning on for 12 days throughout the year they were going to close down all the state offices and send home all the state workers to save, you know, a few million dollars.
Yes.
And last did this Friday just that they just passed was the first day they were supposed to close everything, close the DMV, close everything. But the day before, a judge somewhere ruled that they have to put the whole thing on hold because the state workers union has been complaining about it. So Friday,
right,
nothing was closed. I actually ended up going to the DMV because I needed to that day.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it was pretty funny. The judge said that nothing's decided yet, that they don't know if they're actually going to end up closing everything for the 12 days. But
this
for
is
now,
why
the whole thing
it's examples worse. Like you're talking about here, Erica, that really make me not believe that there's much that can be done with the political system, because at every turn that you attempt to roll back the government, you come up against the people who benefit from whatever that program is.
Absolutely true.
And I just had an example of, I mean, just for me personally, I was running for mayor here in Keene, New Hampshire as Ian Nobody Bernard, which is my, you know, my old slave name with a nobody added to the middle of it, to kind of portray the message that I'm not going to take office. If I get elected, I would not swear the oath. I would not go to any of the meetings. I would really be a nobody candidate.
The none of the above choice.
Right. Well, since they don't have a none of the above choice on the ballot, and I think they should, but since they don't have one, I figured that would be a way I could get in on it. But they basically shut me down by saying that, well, even if you had been using the nobody moniker for the last 5 years, which is apparently as long as you're supposed to, at least according to them, I didn't check their claim on that. But even if you had been calling yourself that for the last 5 years, we would disqualify you anyway because it's a slogan. So I couldn't even get on the ballot with my ideas, let alone actually try to implement something like smaller government, actually winning an election, to get through the process of the elections, win an election, and then try to roll back the government. You'd be sued. I mean, they would sue you as part of the state that's trying to stop a government program. You name which one, whatever one is. The government bureaucrats will come out and steamroll over top of you.
Yeah, at every turn you're gonna be pushed. There's gonna be this pushback from the people that there's just so many people that benefit from the government in some way. I mean, if you try to roll back welfare, then all the people on welfare are gonna come up and complain. Same thing with any attempt to get rid of, like, I don't know, temporary disability or something. There's a ton of people on disability who will then come out because they benefit from that.
Yep.
And
which is why I think that people non-cooperating, as Gardner was talking about earlier, is going to be one of the biggest keys here. Because if the government can't get your obedience on a voluntary basis, then it's going to dramatically increase their cost, and they're just going to give up.
I don't disagree with that. However, some people, you would agree, can't non-cooperate in some areas, right?
I understand that.
So, and so therefore, they can't do something that's more efficient, like non-cooperation. So should they not do anything?
I didn't say that, Mark. I'm just saying, don't expect to have it be an easy road at all.
Don't expect non-cooperating to be an easy road.
Well, no, wait. No, I didn't say non-cooperating would be an easy road.
Well,
did I?
No. I'm trying to make a comparison here. And so often, you'll throw this political system, it's just not worth using. And I'm not saying it's worth using, but neither is, in most cases, neither is non-cooperation, neither is outside the system activism. It doesn't do anything if we want to look at what's happened here in Keene, New Hampshire, or so many other places.
Well, I mean, you bring something to mind, Mark, and Ian, and what you're saying. You know, I'm looking at all the different threads of things that are going on now, and I don't know whether this is an appropriate time to try to think about it, but on the positive side of the ledger, what do we have? We have more and more people who are speaking out with vociferous and righteous indignation about what's going on. A lot of this was started, I think, thanks to the Ron Paul campaign. A lot of people on college campuses starting to get aware of at least one aspect of things, the Fed. Other people starting to bring up in these town meetings at least the Constitution, which, you know, I have said many times is not going to be able to protect my freedoms and still establishes force in a way that I do not approve morally. But at least it would be a step towards something that at least people would have a few more nooks and crannies to find freedom here and there somewhere along the line. So that's good. Then you have people who are starting to get so upset that they're saying, hey, how do I get out of this situation? But Ian, you brought up all of these, and Mark did too, all of these systematic things that have been established that have all these sycophants, all these parasites that are attached to them. If you do not conform, if you just peacefully resist, is there a way that would be beneficial for you if you're diffuse, if you're all around the country and you're speaking out? Or should you do what we've been recommending here, come to the Free State, come to New Hampshire,
yeah,
because I think it's safer in concentrated numbers?
Both of those approaches,
I agree with that.
Yeah. Both of those approaches will be more successful here in New Hampshire, I believe. I mean, the political system approach and the outside the system approach will be more successful because of concentrated activism. Erica, your thoughts on all that?
Yeah, so sorry to bring up this argument again for the 7 millionth time, but there's no easy way to bring out about any change. Whether you're going to go through the political realm, whether you're going to go through non-cooperation, either way, it's going to be a rocky road. There's benefits to both. There's benefits to trying to accomplish something through voting, through politics, or through getting into that game, and through non-cooperation. I can't see why you just can't wait. There's a place for both of them.
Thank you, Erica. Appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Look, Mark, I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm just saying I think it's going to be a lot harder than even the politicos believe. They think it'll be a cakewalk even if they get a bunch of people on their side.
They're going to run into some problems along the way. It's absolutely true. I don't doubt that. And I don't know if they can actually shrink the size of government. I'll be happy, man, if they can stop its growth, because it's growing every place else. I'm not saying that I'm going to be, happy. Okay. I will be more pleased than I would be elsewhere than if they can just stop the growth and take some chips out of the giant, monolith that is the state. I don't know if civil disobedience works or not, because I haven't seen it practiced enough, and I'd really love to see it. I think in some cases it's been done very well here in New Hampshire. But
I'll be seeing more.
Can't do it.
800-259-9231. Well, it's easy to say you can't do it, but if enough people did do it, then you'd be unstoppable. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alkazone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit alkazone.com. That's alkazone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call Alkazone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Labor Day edition of the show. Here with you to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, even a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, it's Conrad in North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live. Conrad.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk about the movements in America right now. There seem to be two big ones. And it's the freedom movement and the skeptical movement. Have you guys heard of the skeptical movement?
What's that?
No, the skeptical movement's skeptics. The people like Penn and Teller.
Oh, yeah,
and,
regarding religion.
Not just religion. They really want to push science is what they want to do. There's two really big podcasts out there, the skepticsguide.org and Geologic Podcast.
Oh, this is cool.
It is until you start getting into the area where the skeptics simply don't ask very many questions when it comes to doctors and things like that. The AMA has gotten ensconced in the United States as they dig down top down,
yeah,
that kind of thing. And skeptics are very bad in this arrangement.
So they're not skeptical of the establishment in some places, is what you're saying?
They are not.
Conrad?
I would say they don't get political enough. And I think that if we could take these two movements and move them together, I think we could have a strong thing. I think if we start classifying things like Keynesian economics as a pseudoscience,
I think
it would really help our movement move them together.
Oh, so precisely right. You know, I was reading a little bit about Mises. It's the 60th anniversary of human action, and the Freeman has devoted its latest issue entirely to Mises. And praxeology, the study of human action, is just such a wonderful thing. Human action, the book itself, was such a breakthrough sociologically, psychologically, philosophically, and it is truly the study of human nature. And I love the idea of a real science of human nature and, of course, the conclusions that were drawn from it, which are humans drive themselves to try to maximize their pleasure, minimize pain when they come into contact with each other with differing abilities. Markets are formed. They're spontaneous, natural outgrowths of the human condition. And you're so right. Keynes had no concept about what markets were really about.
And I think what really needs to be pushed is to say, hey, Keynes is a pseudoscience. It's no different from aromatherapy or chiropractic. It's just, it's BS. It's based on absolutely nothing.
And, right. Just because you learn it in a college doesn't mean it's true.
Exactly.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, there's such an establishment behind Keynes because there are so many benefits for the Keynesians and those who support the Keynesian concept of full employment, government getting involved, printing of money. There are so many people who benefit from that. And it goes back to what Bastiat said. And of course, Bastiat, you know, such a brilliant mind in the 1800s, with what is seen and what is not seen. So the Keynesians were successful in tying into the what is seen. And unfortunately, what is not seen when you inflate the money supply, when you print so much money for this full employment concept, when the government gets involved with programs and all this nonsense, you see all the programs, you see the government, you know, spurring, consuming and all this stuff. What you don't see are those secondary effects, the bubble bursting, more jobs being lost, realization that the money was squandered and wasted everywhere.
You know, I'm thinking about your proposal here, and what worries me on this to some extent is there are a lot of people that don't fit into the category of skeptic in the liberty movement. I'm not saying that the skeptic movement bother, you know, by and large, I like most of the things they say. I love listening to the Penn & Teller show, and, you know, most of that stuff I'm into. However, there are people who are very big Christians in the liberty movement. How is that going to correspond with the skeptics? There are people who are very much into the natural health area.
Well,
and I can tell you, by the way, that that is also a huge area for advertising in radio.
Yeah, I know your guys' advertisement has a lot of that, shall we say, non-skeptic twins to it. You know, there's skeptic Christians out there. Skepticism is not synonymous with atheism. It just means that you're willing to be objective and look at the facts as they are. And I think it's, you know, I think if you guys could maybe have a guest on your show from one of the skeptic side, maybe have a slightly different point of view, just maybe grill them or whatever, I think that would be extremely interesting.
Who did we have on in the past? We had that Michael somebody.
Michael Shermer.
Michael Shermer is great.
We've
and
had
he's
him
a
on
a neocon, though. He's in support of the Iraq War.
Oh,
he just bought his book, Mind of the Market, though.
Yeah, he's good in a lot of respects, and he's a really, really nice guy, which is great. You know,
I have to feel real motivated to have a guest on, and I just don't. Once I've had more than a few, I kind of get my fill for a while, and I'm not really motivated to do something like that. But I think what you're saying has merit. I don't think that Mark. Maybe you're reading a little too far into what Conrad's saying. What I'm hearing Conrad say is that he just thinks that there should be some cross pollination.
I think there's a lot.
Conrad, you're saying you're not seeing that?
Well, I'm saying there should be more. I'm saying that skepticism, just being rational and looking at things scientifically, has a lot of power, and it really helps because when you're right, when you are scientifically correct, it people can't deny that without being irrational themselves, and it would really move our movement forward because when you look at Austrian economics, it has a sound scientific basis. And if we were to push that through and stay away from you know, the philosophy of it and stick to the science of it, I think we would have a greater impact.
Shouldn't we just leave it to Penn and Teller? I mean, they're libertarians, they're skeptics, and they are certainly reaching, it would seem to me, both crowds.
Yeah.
And Free Talk Live, not as big of an audience, I would guess, as is the BS series that they have. I mean, should we really be pushing in that arena? Is that our role?
I think so. I
don't feel like it's my role.
What we're looking for is truth.
Well, I feel like my role is to be here six nights a week taking phone calls from anybody about anything. You know, we stumble upon the truth inevitably in that process. But I guess I just don't really see this as being a big issue. Here in New Hampshire, for instance, there are people who would be considered skeptics that'll sit down and have lunch with some devout Christians. And everybody gets along just fine. So I mean, I don't really see where the I guess I don't see the divide. I'm sure there are some skeptics out there who are very, very anti-religious or very devout in their skepticism, if you will, and not really positive towards anyone else who happens to have a certain belief system that's based in faith. I know those people are out there. I don't know if you would call them the neo-atheists or something like that, this kind of band of atheists that's out there that is essentially proselytizing atheism and trying to convert people to atheism. I think those people might be the types of folks that would leave a Christian out in the cold or something like that and not have a relationship with them. But I don't really see that as being a problem, certainly not around here.
Well, I know you have a long to-do list. But if you have an hour, check out just theskepticsguide.org. I'm sure
already
you guys
can
handle the competition.
I already listened to it.
You didn't like them, or?
In some ways I agree with them, but some ways I don't. I feel that to some extent I feel that they're sort of unquestioning. They don't look at things skeptically.
They wouldn't say that, though.
They,
sure,
in fact, listen to what people tell them. And
well,
the
they've chosen
is,
their skeptic experts,
scientists,
right?
Have lied. You know, and I need to know in certain areas, it bothers me. I guess that's all there is to it. Scientists have lied and the skeptics simply won't believe it. All they are is the choir at the science church.
We may be more skeptical than the average skeptic. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's true or not. But
you have to know things, and science is a great way of knowing things. Most of the times, the scientists aren't lying, and most of the time, they're checked properly. But at the same time, when there's a huge amount of money backing an issue up, that's a real good way for things not to get checked properly.
Conrad, other thoughts for us tonight? It is your show. It's on your mind.
Yeah, what happened to Manwich? Why did Mark just not Manwich anymore?
The reason that I changed my on-air name from Manwich to Mark Edge was because, the show matured. Originally, when we went on the air, we were on a hot talk station. It was much more of a hot talk show, and I didn't want my career affected by being called Mark Edge and clients saying, "Hey, weren't you just on there talking in the locker room talk on the radio?" I don't need that in my business. Yeah. So I needed a pseudonym, and at the same time, I didn't want to expose Genesis Communications Network and Free Talk Live to any kind of lawsuits from ConAgra Foods as we got bigger.
Thanks for the call tonight. Certainly appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live, Liberty Edition.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And now it's on sale. That's right. Until September 14th, everything is 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 14th or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Do it now.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries 3 amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The Magnetic Care Cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX Magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Now, if you like this show, then you can support Free Talk Live by doing a handful of things. One of the most important ones is becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. It'll cost you $3 a month. Now, remember, we give you the Free Talk Live website for free, so all the archives and the BBS and everything that's there, we give it away to you. So we ask for your voluntary support at amp.freetalklive.com. You can do it with PayPal, any major credit card, with our secure credit card form, as well as some alternative options. You can find it all. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. But basically what we do is we take that $3 a month in from you and the 500-plus other people that are also contributing, and we use that money to reinvest back into Free Talk Live. It doesn't go to paychecks. It goes into reaching out to other radio stations and getting the show on more stations. We're now on over 50 radio stations across the country thanks to the Free Talk Live amplifiers. You guys are what's making that possible. So we reach out to radio stations as well as other internet listeners and try to bring as many people to the ideas of freedom as possible. So head on over there to amp.freetalklive.com when you get a chance. Let's go to Faye in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Faye.
Hey, this is actually Shay.
Shay, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Just going back to the whole argument between political activism and non-cooperation.
Because it's riveting.
I don't think that you, Ian, give it enough credit as far as political activism is concerned.
Okay.
As Gard pointed out, with the Ron Paul campaign, it brought a lot of people on board. It really raises awareness. And that's what you really
I've never said it didn't do that. I never said that. I've actually said I've contributed money to the Ron Paul campaign. I gave about $400 to his campaign because it was raising awareness. I understand that. That's the reason I tried to run for mayor, was so I could raise awareness of liberty-oriented ideas. That's one of the only real, I think, that's one of the best values of the political action, is because news media pays attention to politics. You know, they believe it matters, so they pay attention to who's running, and so therefore if you run, you get a chance to spread your word a little bit more than you otherwise might. I think it is valuable from that perspective. What I was saying is the actual changes within the system are very, very difficult to achieve.
Absolutely agree with you.
Okay. Well, is there anything else on your mind tonight? It is your show.
No. It's just, it typically doesn't come out to that point in the argument until Mark points out that. So
Ian has a difficult time sounding like he's supporting the other side, even when he is. He'll say things like, well, sure, it's fine. I even contributed to the Ron Paul campaign, and that's all fine and dandy. But I really think that it is in an efficient way, and it just, it comes
it
out.
It is. I didn't contribute with the expectation.
So is political activism.
I didn't, no. You said that non-cooperation is not effective. It is if you have enough people doing it. It's just finding the people to do it.
It's more difficult to find people because the cost of
because
of
people
entry.
Are scared.
Right.
The Unlike the founding
entry.
Fathers, which we were talking about earlier, who put their lives, their sacred honor, their property, their families, and their fortunes on
in
the line.
In order to create a new coercive system.
I understand that, Mark. I'm not defending what they did. I'm just saying that they were willing to take a little bit more risk than the average American is today.
If I could get rich and my family could be in charge of a nation for 300 years, perhaps I'd be more likely to pick up some arms and fight the government.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure
you see that the incentive isn't there in the same way.
So what I was saying is that I gave money to the Ron Paul campaign because it was effective outreach, not because I expected Ron Paul to win or anything to change in the federal government or anything like that. Because I don't. I think that the political system, especially at the federal level, is absolutely hopeless.
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks, Conrad, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. So, appreciate the opportunity to clear that up.
I agree with you. I think that the system is hopeless, but it is good in a way, in a PR way, in a way to spread the word, to get people in there who can say things like Ron Paul can say.
Yeah.
People, if Peter Schiff gets into the Senate, that will be good for the freedom movement.
Don't get your
in
hopes
a way.
Up.
Yes.
That would require winning an election.
That's right. And he's going up against Chris Dodd. And
whoever that, I've heard the name before. I guess he ran for president or something.
He's one of the most corrupt jerks out there. He's absolute jerk.
If somebody's going to be ousted, if a senator is going to be ousted this year, it could likely be Chris Dodd. That's an election that has a chance of being won.
Doesn't
really matter because, if Peter Schiff gets in, there have been libertarians throughout the years
in
political office.
It's not going to change
some
the way
of them
the system is working, but what it will do is at least expose more people to certain phrases in news bites, to certain people appearing. More and more of these people getting out there and being seen. While the drawback is I don't want people to get false hope and think that they can change it within the government system. So that's the downside of this.
It's very
frustrating.
But that's okay.
Difficult.
We can handle that because. Yes, that is going to happen.
Yeah.
Yes, you can't avoid it. But what you can do is you can have a system set up that essentially does its best to absorb those folks. I mean, when people get into politics for the first time, as many people did with the Ron Paul campaign, and inevitably more people will with things like the Peter Schiff or whoever else is, so Adam Kokesh, whoever else is running that everybody's so excited about, That money will be spent. There will be people brought in with a relatively pro-freedom mindset, and then they will get burnt out eventually, and they'll want to go and give up. Hopefully, between the point at which they enter and the point at which they burn out, we will have reached them by that point. You with LibertyConspiracy.com, Free Talk Live, Penn and Teller, whoever it is that that they happen to encounter through their exploration of the ideas of freedom, hopefully they will be reached by someone with a more principled voice, and then they will get excited about doing more than just trying to change the federal government, because eventually, you're right, Gard, they
Gardner
will burn out on
that.
Gardner
didn't say the federal government. He said the government system. And this is where I wanted to object, because there are lots of governments. One of them is the government of New Hampshire, and the what we haven't tried yet is moving a bunch of libertarians to one place in order to return or seize control of the apparatus of government that does.
But
we don't know if it works or if it doesn't.
Right,
I don't have any idea.
But the key thing there is it's a strange tautology in a way. It seems like it to try to use government to destroy government.
Well, I'm not looking to destroy government.
Well, see, but this is the thing. If you don't destroy government to a large extent, you're going to get what you got before. There may be a window of relative freedom.
There could be, but
right.
they would have to, if they have the opportunity, and I don't know how this is done, and I admit it is a monumental task, but if they have the opportunity to rewrite a constitution, I think that they would have more luck, because you could create a constitution that was much more difficult to...
It's very interesting that you picked up on precisely, because I phrased it very specifically there. You're absolutely right. And it's funny you should notice that, because and I would use it in a way on the federal system as well.
The federal system is beyond help.
I think this is much too wishful thinking, you guys, but I think I think it's incumbent on any of these guys who are in there, Ron Paul, Peter Schiff, if he gets in, there's that woman, Michelle Bachmann out in Minnesota, who's pretty good on a lot of economic issues. She's a congresswoman from Minnesota and very attractive, by the way. It's easy to watch her videos on YouTube. But anyway, over and over. I think it would be incumbent on these people if they recognize that the system is not going to be changed.
When you say these people, you mean the voter types?
Who happen to get into federal office.
Oh, the people that win.
Yeah, what I think would be neat for them to say is, you know, I'm here and I'm trying, and it might work against them, but I want you to realize that we might not be able to change this. And at a certain point, it would be interesting if they could mix that with a lot of what they had to say. This might be a losing cause. We're in here, but realize, folks, just the fact that we're in here don't get your hopes up. We might have to pull out. We might have to get away. We might have to do something. Well, I don't know. It's tricky to say, you know, I think this is a hopeless cause, but I'm here to try to spread the word. That would be weird to run on a platform like that or get elected and change. And start saying it once you get elected. I don't know what people think.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see someone try a different approach like that, because normally the approach is, all right, all you have to do is vote for Peter Schiff, and then, you know, we're going to get in there and really stir it up. Yep, that's right. We got ourselves a money bomb here today, and you'll just pour all your money here into this pot, and Peter Schiff's going to win, and we're going to turn around the federal government. I mean, they kind of get people all jazzed up about the chance to, you know, do something at the federal level as though it's actually possible.
Yeah.
And it would be very interesting to have a federal level candidate embrace the idea of saying, look, this is, you know, I'm basically running to get these ideas out. I don't really think that I'm going to win.
News media will never cover a man that says that.
Yeah.
That's no way. That would be a suicidal thing to say.
Yeah, I think you'd have to do it after you got elected.
I would agree.
If you were going to, and then you might not get elected again, but at least you're stating the facts and alerting.
Right. It would be used by, you know, Ron Paul essentially does this by saying that everything should be returned to the state level and da-da-da-da-da. So, I mean, I think it would be used by your opponent if you were to say something like, I think this is pointless. You know?
Yeah, the problem, you know, hope is such a powerful incentive for people.
It also sets them up for a fall later on. And that's what you were talking about before. A lot of people get burned out and then they go away and they never do anything again. More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.